Good afternoon and welcome to Stage Talk, a weekly conversation about local theater. My name is Catherine Statham.
And welcome, Catherine, back for a while because Mark is on vacation. My name is Jean Paul, and I'm here with our guests Teresa Pond, Stace Jamison, and we're going to talk about Anchorage Opera's production of Sister Angelica and Pagliacci, which is opening tomorrow night at the Discovery Theater. And coming up later, we're going to be talking to Nancy Cotto, who's also singing in the opera. So, Teresa.
Hello, hello.
Teresa is the director, and she is primarily a theater director, and I think this is her only second time directing an opera, and what's different?
Oh, my goodness. Well, you work in similar ways to theater in terms of we're on a stage, we're working with a set, we're telling a story dramatically as well as musically. But there are a few different little kinks. You also need to make sure that the singers can always see the conductor front and center, which does affect your staging. I have to find all these creative ways for reasons for people to turn out center while they happen to be singing something very difficult. I'm used to in the musical theater world, we do a whole lot of miking and you don't have to think about that quite as much. So that's probably been a difference. It's a wonderful luxury working with such professionals up here, both Alaskans and New Yorkers that mix together in our company. Everyone shows up on the first day with everything memorized. I can't tell you what a luxury that is for me. Used to working where we start with the script and nobody has their lines memorized and we have to learn as we go. So this meant they had all the music learned, they had everything memorized, and I got to just start spacing them and shaping them and making them just as theatrical and dramatic as possible. It's very exciting.
Teresa, this is a kind of a small musical, a small opera when you think of the Puccini's grand operas.
Right.
And there's a lot very grand about Suor Angelica. Mm. The music, I think, is among the most of the best of all that he's written. But finding 16 nuns, getting 16 women, together for the casting, could you tell us a little bit about how that went?
Well, I have to thank Andrew Sweeney at the Anchorage Opera for an incredibly sharp eye as far as casting goes. Another difference with opera versus what I'm used to in the theater is everybody was cast and I just showed up. And he put together an incredible company, which was wonderful because if you know Sister Angelica at all, the first half of it can sometimes be pretty sedate. The nun's chorus is in a space and there's a lot of small storytelling actions that happen, nobody dies or anything in that first half. Nobody, falls over in anything hugely dramatic. So the challenge as a director is finding ways to really make us excited from the very first get-go. And I took opportunity to utilize that music, that beautiful music, and create a very abstracted world with a lot of very interesting pictures. It was a very different way of working. It's a little less organic in terms of, first I get up, then I go to the store, then I, et cetera, et cetera, storytelling. This was a little bit more. We played with interesting stage pictures and very interesting kind of inner psychological moments. And so I really utilized that nun's chorus.
Let's talk to Sister Angelica, who's sitting right beside me.
Hi, Jean.
Hi. So, Stacia, this is a tremendous starring role with a beautiful aria.
I'm so excited to be singing it. It's already mentioned that it's gorgeous music, and I just feel privileged to be a part of it.
So tell us something about Sister Angelica. Why is she a nun?
She's a nun because she's been put there by her mean aunt, who you'll speak to later. And because of things that she's done, she had a baby out of wedlock. So she's been put in the nunnery.
And she hasn't spoken. No one from her family has contacted her in how many years?
7 years.
Wow.
Yeah, she's been
cruel, waiting for
some news for 7 years.
Mm. Have you sung this role before?
Yes, in a staged, in an on-staged version, yes.
Mm-hmm. Where?
With Anchorage Opera at a dark night.
Yeah. Oh.
Good.
And you sing it beautifully. I listened to you
last
night. But it must be it must be credited to Teresa, I think, as well as all of the practicing that the Anchorage Opera has been giving to the acting part of opera, to say that you, although I'm very familiar with the opera and with the music, actually made me cry at one point.
Oh,
yay!
It is among the saddest, I think, of all operas. Of all operas.
It is very sad. And I have to say how much I've learned from Teresa. I think she mentioned one time in rehearsal that she's given me 10 years of acting experience in like one afternoon. And I was trying very hard to absorb it. But she's really pushed my limits. I'm in a constant state of anxiety. And when I first sang the whole thing, I said, I don't know if I can do this. I mean, my body is so rigid. How do I get the energy? And so she talked me through it, and she's been very kind and patient, and it's been an excellent experience for me.
Well, yeah. I had the privilege of seeing Teresa's first opera, Amal and the Night Visitors. How many years ago was that, Teresa?
You know, I think we were looking at about 11 years ago.
And that's before you went to graduate
school. That is before
I went to graduate school. As I recall.
Yeah.
And it was the first I thought of you only as a theater person from the time you were a little girl.
Yes.
And suddenly you were directing this piece, and it was, I still remember it. It was stunning.
Oh.
It
oh,
was stunning.
Thank you.
I remember the stage pictures and all of it, and I thought to myself at that time, this woman has real flexibility and artistic breadth.
Well, when I first started college 100 years ago, I was in a music class, and they defined opera as the ultimate art form, and that's really where my base always is. It's just to make it just the most ultimate dramatic experience. Love it.
For those of you who are just tuning in, this is Stage Talk here with our guests, Stacia Jameson and Teresa Pond from Anchorage Opera's production, which is opening tomorrow night, of Sister Angelica and Pagliacci. We don't have anyone from Pagliacci here. But let me welcome our new guest, Nancy Caudill, who's also singing in Sister Angelica. Okay, Nancy, you play the heavy. What's it like to play a villain?
Well, thanks to Teresa, I think it's better than it might have been otherwise.
In what way? Could you explain that?
Well, she just is a tremendous, tremendous coach. I'm so happy to work with such a fabulous coach. And I think she's made me really the ice woman that I'm supposed to be. At least I'm hoping so. She's sitting next to me, so I have to be careful what I say.
Well, I'm curious about that because I think that the knowing your character changes your voice. I know it does on stage for theater, and I have heard opera singers say that finding that character and being able to get into that character has actually enhanced the vocal production. Have you sensed that at all?
I'm sorry to say I have not.
So you are the ice woman. Just kidding.
No, I think Puccini wrote the ice woman, and it's my job to sing it effectively with the technique that I would use for anything. Mm-hmm. It's just different music, but it's the same voice.
Mm-hmm. I don't know exactly. I thought it sounded deeper and stronger last night.
That's just Puccini.
Not you.
That's not me, no.
Nancy is a very, very good voice coach. And if she says it's Puccini, I'll believe her.
Have you sung this role before, Nancy?
I have not.
I think this is the first time that Swear Angelica has been done in Anchorage,
yes,
as far as I
is.
Know, and in Alaska, I might say.
Yes, I believe
it's
this
the first
is
time.
Is it? No?
It was done in Juneau,
of course,
really.
What am I saying? I thought you said Anchorage,
and
yes.
And it's usually done as part of the El Tridico, which is Johnny Skeeky and Il Tabarro and Swear Angelica, and I've never seen it paired with Pagliacci before.
Our conductor, William Todd Hunt, who is from Juneau, did El Tridico there just recently. So that is probably the most recent production,
that's good to
but
know.
Not in Anchorage.
I suppose at this point we should talk a little about Pagliacci.
Yeah, yes.
Which
for
is
something completely different.
it's a tragedy too in its own way, but it's also very funny.
Well, be ready for a whole lot of clowns. They're everywhere. You can't avoid them.
Clowns and nuns.
What is more iconic? Clowns and nuns. I was so excited when Tori first proposed this to me. I thought, what better pairing? And it really does work. You have two different takes on sort of tragic love stories, but two very different kinds of love stories. And it's a very interesting evening it makes for. Mm-hmm. We start with a very kind of cold, wintry, tense world of Suor Angelica, and then we go to a very hot, lively, lusty, messy, you know, Italian world of Pagliacci. So we're winter and summer and still and lively, and it's been very exciting. But Pagliacci is filled with all sorts of exciting moments.
Mm-hmm. I wanted to ask you about your staging. Mm-hmm. You set these two operas in different times.
Yes.
And could you explain a little of that to us?
Oh, well, you know, it kind of, for me, came from each opera. They just turned out to be on either side of the Second World War. The first opera I'm setting in the 50s, in a kind of a very cold Northern European kind of feel. It felt like I was looking for an era that I consider to be a little more on the repressive side, a little more that we really need to conform to a certain way of being. I took it all off of the Principessa, to be honest with you. I just considered her the touchstone of our world. Whereas Pagliacci, I put in the 30s, erring on the side of before Mussolini and World War II gets going too far, an era of, it feels like the last days of an older world, a world of traveling theater troupes, of people will pack up the truck and drive up the hill and put on a show for the village. I feel like after World War II, the world just becomes a little more, we lose a little innocence, becomes a little more, you know, complicated, and we lose something that we had at one point. And I feel like Canio, our theater impresario, represents that.
Well, I really think it was radio that changed rather than World War II and the movies.
True.
That changed that. But I noticed that the cart is now a car, which I loved.
The cart is a truck.
it looks the part. It's beautifully cast. And I'd like to thank you all for coming, but we're running out of time, unfortunately. And so thank you to Teresa Pond, Stacia Jameson, and Nancy Caudill for being here to talk about the opera, which opens tomorrow night. And don't miss it. It's wonderful. I saw it last night.
And now here's the Stage Talk calendar. At Cyrano's, a new show, Almost Alaska, opens tonight. This is a play about love falling in and out of it in the remote, cold, mythical town of Almost Alaska. Showtimes are Thursday through Saturday at 7 p.m. and Sundays at 3 p.m. through November 22nd. For more information, call 263-ARTS or book online at centertix.net.
And in Wasilla, Valley Performing Arts presents Agatha Christie's Spider Web. It's in its last weekend. Showtimes are Friday and Saturday at 8 p.m. with a Sunday matinee at 3 at the Mockitants Theater. For tickets, call 373-0195 or go to valleyperformingarts, all one word, .org.
And Mad Myrna's presents The Rocky Horror Show through November 21st, Fridays at 7 p.m., Saturdays at 7 and 10:30 p.m. That's at 530 East 5th Avenue. For tickets, call 276-9762.
The Alaska Theater of Youth and Service High School Theater Department present the complete works of William Shakespeare abridged by the Reduced Shakespeare Company tonight and tomorrow night at 7 p.m. This show is directed by Christian Heppenstall. If you hate Shakespeare, you need to see this zany take on the Bard's plays. For further information, email aty@alaskatheaterofyouth.org. And incidentally, readers are wanted for the next Poetry Slam to be held November 18th. For more information, call John Minton at 727-3234 or email poetryparley@gmail.com.
And finally, the Anchorage Opera presents two one-act operas each night, Sister Angelica and Pagliacci, November 7th, 11th, 13th, and 15th, in the Discovery Theater at the Alaska Center for the Performing Arts. Call 263-ARTS or book online at centertix.net.
Well, that's it for this week. If you'd like to download free podcasts of Stage Talk, visit our website at kska.org. Thanks for listening. Until the next time, I'm Jean Paul.
And I'm Catherine Statham, filling in for Mark Murrow for KSKA.